the word captain used maybe just as a term of respect?
Yes.
Or a,
mm-hmm.
How would that be used? Who would use it for whom?
It would just be used as a term of respect generally a person of, I don't want to say lesser degree. Let's say that a businessman might be called captain by an employer. I mean, an employee, rather.
Would it be, would this be a racial thing? Would blacks say it to whites?
It has been used racially. Mm-hmm. Blacks have said it to whites.
Would it always be captain, or would it be?
It would be captain.
Okay. Or ever just cap?
No, I think it always had the inflection.
Are there any other terms that blacks might use to a white employer?
Boss.
Okay. What would whites use to a white employer, or to an employer, regardless of color? What would anybody call their employer?
Probably boss.
Okay.
A boss man.
Just lost my place. No. The man who presides over the county court is the...
It's a judge.
Yeah. And the person who goes to school is a...
student.
Does that apply to any age?
No. If he's young, he's pupil.
Mm-hmm.
If he's older, he's student. If he's in, teenage and above, would be student.
Is elementary school?
Elementary would be pupil.
Okay. And the person employed by the businessman to look after his mail is his...
To look after his mail.
Or does the typing, runs the office.
Would be his secretary.
And that's what I am to the Lags Project, as a matter of fact.
Oh, or secretary, as the English would.
As the English would say. And a woman who appears on the stage is an...
An actress.
And your nationality, anyone born in the USA, is
an American.
And we did all that. If it's not quite midnight yet, no, it's not quite midnight yet. And somebody said, what time is it? You would say it's...
It's evening.
It's not midnight, but it's...
Before midnight.
But it's blank midnight.
Close to midnight.
Or all...
Almost.
Or if you slipped on the ice and you didn't quite fall, you would say I
almost fell.
Is there another way of saying that?
I nearly.
Would you ever say I liked to?
I like to have fallen.
Would you say that?
No, I like to fall. It's normal. I hear it a lot. I like to have fallen.
By the way,
they would say I like to fail.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we've got about 2 or 3 more minutes of tape left on here.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You'll say, I'll be with you in...
A minute.
Or in just...
Or a few seconds. I'll be with you in a moment.
Okay, that'll do. Let's see. So you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance. You might ask somebody, how...
far is it?
All right. If you're pointing out something and you want to get somebody's attention, you'd say...
Over there.
And do what? You tell him to...
To... touch that person.
You want him to turn his head. You say,
oh, look this way, look over here.
Okay. And if you want to know how many times somebody does something, you say, how?
How many times have you done it?
Or meaning frequently, how?
How often?
Mm-hmm. And I think, well, you've been using the word in conversation. I think you have used both either and either. I think I've heard you using both pronunciations.
Probably
which,
so.
Do you use both interchangeably?
I use them interchangeably.
Is there any difference?
No, no difference.
Which did you grow up using?
I grew up using either.
Mm-hmm.
Either came about in high school.
Oh, okay.
And I run it to, I used to use it continuously, either,
mm-hmm.
all the time. But I find that in many settings,